Quick question. When was the last time that you actually looked at your website and thought, this is really working for me? If the answer is you're not sure, don't worry because you're not alone. Most therapists have a website, but they don't actually know what's helping it to convert, what might be confusing potential clients, and what might actually be turning people away. That's exactly why a website audit is so helpful because it can give you a clear outside perspective on what's actually happening when someone lands on your website. So I'm hosting a live website audit workshop April 17th, where I will walk you through what to look for, look at your website live, talk about what to fix, and how to make your website actually work for you. To learn more and sign up, head to the show notes to register. Now, onto the episode. You're listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast, where private practice and motherhood collide. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajiz, and here's the deal. I'm not here to give you fluff or hustle culture advice. I'm here to give you strategy to build a private practice on your terms while naming the hard stuff about motherhood and the broken systems we're stuck navigating. If you're ready for honest, practical, and unapologetic conversations, you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Let's take a moment to talk about today's episode sponsor, Jane, a practice management software and EHR I use to help keep things running smoothly behind the scenes. When I first started looking for a practice management tool, I wanted something that felt like a partner in my practice, not just more tech to figure out, which is why I switched to Jane. One of the things I love most about Jane, their support team. I've used other EHR systems before, and Jane's customer service is truly like none other. You get unlimited help from real humans, even on Saturdays, by phone, email, or chat, all at no extra cost. It's easy to learn about Jane in your own time, too. Jane's guides are packed with helpful tips and updates, and it's always growing. And maybe best of all, Jane has a wonderful community of practitioners. So even if you're running a solo practice, you don't have to feel like you're doing it alone. If you're curious about what Jane can do for your practice, use the link in the show notes to book a free demo. And if you're ready to get started, be sure to use my code ASHLEY1MO for a 1 month grace period on your new account. Welcome to this week's episode of the Therapist Mom Podcast. If you listened to last week's episode, episode 146, we were talking a bit about having a website and why that is really the only marketing strategy, like asset that you actually own in your practice. And today we're going to talk about having a website in a different context. And we're going to be talking about different mistakes, four different mistakes I see consistently being made by therapists when it comes to their website. Having a website is something that I think is vitally important to your marketing strategy in private practice. And there are lots of us that do have a website, but just because you have a website, and then having a website that actually works, they are not the same thing. You can have a website, you can spend money on something, you can get somebody to design a beautiful thing, but if it's not bringing in clients, it's not beneficial. And I think that this is important to distinguish because I've spoken with a lot of therapists who are like in the beginning stages of private practice. And when we're not getting those inquiries, right? When people aren't reaching out, when people aren't booking consultations, I see it turn from, what am I doing wrong in my marketing, or what do I need to change in my marketing? And it turns inward to what is wrong with me. People start wondering, like, is private practice for me? Is the field too saturated? You know, maybe this isn't going to work for me. Maybe I picked the wrong niche. But 9 times out of 10, and I really want to say 10 out of 10 times, the issue is not private practice. But it is that the website is not clear enough on what you do and the work that you do with clients. The website is not fulfilling its responsibilities to help bring you in those new referrals. So today we're going to be talking about four really common mistakes I see therapists that are making on their website, and not just the mistakes, but then what you can do instead. This is not about judgment. If you heard me talk about this last time, if you've been watching me on Instagram lately, I've been talking about that. If you are realizing, ugh, I've not been doing this in a way that is beneficial, it's wasting time or money, I'm not sitting here shaming you. We make mistakes, especially when it comes to the beginning stages of private practice, because we're not trained in this, right? Our marketing, our website building, the business side was not part of our grad school program. We were trained how to be good clinicians. A good clinician and running a business are not the same thing. So, again, if you're struggling with this, it's okay. There are things that we can do to fix this. So, if you have a website already, or even if you don't, but you're in the place of starting to build one, these are the four things that I want you to really pay attention to. The first number one mistake that I see therapists making when it comes to their website is that their website reads like a resume. They lead by talking about themselves, number one, and it usually is about these are my credentials, these are my licenses, these are the trainings I've taken, the certifications I've had. I have been in practice for X number of years. This is where I went to school. That is not what a client wants to hear. Now, I'm not saying that those things don't matter. I mean, our bank accounts say they matter because we spent a lot of money on those degrees and those certifications. And it does matter, right? Like, there's a reason why we have those credentials. And that is a distinction between us and somebody who is working as a coach that does not have those kind of credentials, right? So, those things do matter, but that's not what people want to know. They want to know that they are working with somebody who is qualified, but that's not the first thing that they want to hear about you. It's not why they are coming to your website to learn about you. They're not going to be asking, where did you go to school? How many certifications do you have? Like, what is your theoretical orientation? They probably don't even know what that is, right? What they're actually looking for when they come to your website is, am I in the right place? Is this somebody who understands what I'm dealing with and can actually help me with what I'm struggling with? And I think as therapists, we tend to talk about ourselves on our website like this because it feels safer than being like really clear about the struggles our clients going through. It feels professional, right? That like we're supposed to talk about ourselves. It can feel less vulnerable in some ways because we're talking about like, here's all the reasons why on paper you should work with me. And we're taught to feel like polished, that blank slate, very clinical, be impressive. But that is not what is going to create connection. That is not what is going to help a client say, oh, yeah, this person went to school at this university, and so they're the one to help me. Your website, from the first moment that somebody gets on any page, should lead with the client. That means at the top of your homepage and really at the top of any page on your website, there is something really quickly that helps someone understand, whether it is the client or somebody that is just landing on your website, they should immediately be able to tell who you help, what they might be struggling with, and are they in the right place. So on my website, if you go to my homepage for my private practice, immediately at the top, it tells you that I work to help women with anxiety navigate grief, loss, and life transitions. That is at the very top of every page. Your background can definitely be a part of your website, but it should be the thing that is supporting understanding who you work with. It is not the entire message. Even on your about page, it's not what the whole about page is really about. So I want you to remind yourself your website is not there to impress people about your experiences, but it's about helping the right client feel seen, that they feel confident enough to take that next step to book a consultation with you. So, if the first mistake is about making the site too much about you, the second one is very similar. So, the second mistake I see is making the messaging very vague. So, when I land on a website and it says something like, helping individuals navigate challenges, or support for anxiety, stress, and overwhelm, or providing compassionate therapy for healing and growth, none of that is wrong. Right? Like you probably do all of those things, but it's very broad that it could apply to almost anybody, right? Like providing compassionate therapy for healing and growth. I think everybody that comes to therapy probably wants healing and growth. So it really is not specific. And then it becomes harder for the right person to immediately recognize themselves, right? It makes it a much harder for them to say, this is the person that I know can work with me to help me through the struggles I'm having. People make quick decisions on websites, right? Like, there's a reason why they say if you are not hooking somebody on a reel on Instagram within the first 3 seconds, they're not sticking around. We have short attention spans, and the same thing comes to our website. So if someone lands on your homepage or really any page on your website, and if they have to work really hard to figure out whether you are for them, a lot of time they're not going to keep digging. They're just going to leave. So specificity will help that person to say, okay, this therapist gets me, or this sounds like they're talking exactly about me. And so this might be the kind of support that I'm really looking for that I actually need. So being clear, it's not about boxing yourself in, but really it's about helping the right person find themselves in your words, helping them to say, oh my gosh, when she talks about feeling exhausted at the end of the day, even though I long to be able to like get up and go to that workout class because I know it would make me feel better, like that is exactly what I'm experiencing. They feel seen and heard and they want to connect with you. So instead of just saying that you help women with anxiety, what kind of women? What season of life are they in? My clients typically are in the season of motherhood or in the perinatal period, or they're a military spouse. What is the context, right? Is it that they are transitioning from postpartum to now working mom life? Is it that they are transitioning from having kids to now being an empty nester? And then, what does that anxiety look like in their day to day? How does their life change and shift compared to what it looked like before this anxiety was really a problem? So, instead of just saying, like, if you work with moms, instead of saying, like, you help moms, like, what are they carrying? Are they carrying the mental load? Is it overwhelm? Is it identity loss, right? Maybe it's that they're feeling like their relationship is strained or like they feel so much pressure to just hold everything together. That is the kind of language that helps to connect people, right? You say the mental load, somebody knows exactly what that is. And they are like, yep, I struggle with that. I know exactly what she's talking about. People are not looking simply for a beautiful website. Yes, that can help, but even if you had a very basic page, but it spoke so clearly to that ideal client and they feel understood, that is going to be a bigger connector to them than just a beautiful website. Once your message is clearer, the next thing that we want to do is make sure that your site actually has enough content on it and structure to support that clarity. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. So the third mistake that I see is that what therapists have a very limited website structure, if they even have more than one page. A lot of times I see that people are building their website on a website builder that really doesn't give a lot of options. So a lot of people may start out using, if you have Simple Practice, I know that they offer a free website. And that it really is just like a one pager. And that's okay from a starting place. But if you're actually going to build a full website, what I typically see is somebody has a homepage, an about page, and a contact page, and they may have like one general service page, and that's it, right? That's four pages. The problem is having one very general service page is not enough to really support your visibility and then helping people to find exactly what they need. So having specialty pages and location-specific pages matters a lot. We're not going to get into SEO, but the more pages that you have on your website that are specific to those specialties, that are specific to those locations, is going to help you rank and is going to help the right people find you. So you may say that you have like multiple niches or like, specialties within a population. And having separate pages can be really, really helpful. So instead of having like one really broad general page that kind of lists everything, even if you are listing that you work with like these different types of issues, having a specific page for each of them is going to help you rank better. And it is absolutely going to help the specific client dealing with that issue find you. So You may say that you work with new moms that are struggling with the anxiety after having a baby, but you could work in postpartum, you could work in perinatal, you could work with working moms. Having a page specific to each of those is important. So you may have a page that is like definitely just about anxiety and therapy for that. Postpartum anxiety could be a completely different page. Therapy for moms could be a completely different page. And again, like the postpartum anxiety, the general anxiety page, it's going to be very similar issues on each of them. But if somebody is looking for therapy for moms, that is going to help them to find that page and then your website more. So there could be a separate page about trauma therapy or a specific type of trauma. Or, if you work with military spouses, maybe it is you work with them in a certain period, right? If they're dealing with the transition after their partner comes back from a deployment, whatever actually makes sense for your practice. I want you to really be thinking about having a page for each specialty, each issue. You may work with anxiety and depression. You want to have a page for each of those. And so, like I said at the, or like a few minutes ago, it helps for two reasons. It's going to help the potential client land on something that feels more directly relevant to them, right? So if somebody is landing on a page that is specific to depression in motherhood, rather than a page that is just about depression or a page that lists a whole bunch of different issues, it's going to help them feel so much more seen and that this is more relevant to them. And then the second thing why having multiple pages is important is because, like I said, it's going to help with your SEO, and that's how you rank on Google. That's how you rank in search engines. Because now that your site has more specific content around the things that people are searching for, Google and, any other search engine is going to know this is who to send somebody to. This is where we want to rank this website higher because they are specific to this issue or specific to this type of client. The other type of pages to think about having expanded on your website are location pages. And this is something that I see so many therapists overlook, especially if you are in just one location. You may say, "Well, I live in Virginia Beach and I don't even work online, but I, see people in practice or in person." And so they don't even have a location page. Or they may be like, you're licensed in one state, you work online, and they have a Virginia page versus a page that is more specific to locations throughout Virginia. Even if you only serve one city, you still need to have a location-specific page because this is, again, going to be really, really helpful for local SEO. If you have a page that is for Virginia Beach, and it is not just about like your practice, but that it has that local, local words, local optimization. When somebody is looking for a therapist in Virginia Beach, you are going to come up higher. So if somebody is searching for a therapist in your community or like anxiety therapy in your city, you want your website to be giving, like feeding Google, feeding those search engines enough information to connect with your site. So using location-specific pages and talking about locations on different pages, even on that like anxiety therapy for moms page, and having different local words on there is going to help you rank higher. Now, this does not mean to just make a bunch of like very thin, not robust pages, and that like the pages are just kind of a repeat of themselves, but it means being really intentional about creating pages that are going to be useful and that are going to really help connect with that potential client when they l land there. So, regardless of whether you're writing a location page, whether you are writing a page about a specific issue that you or a specialization that you have, each of those pages need to talk and address who you help, what you help with, and then also where you are practicing. Your website is not existing simply to just exist, but we need it to help make it easy for Google to find you, and then therefore your potential clients to also not just find you, but understand exactly what you do and who you help. So then this last mistake is one that may sound kind of silly, but is so important, and I see it happen a lot. The fourth mistake is that your website does not clearly tell people what to do next. Sometimes you may have like really good copy written out. The page is well written. It may explain the issue. It it may be really connecting. And then the reader gets to the bottom of the page and there's no next step. Like there's nothing clear of what is it that you want to do. Or there's just like a tiny link that is like the contact link that's like buried somewhere else, or a button that's just like learn more here. It does not actually move the person towards booking a consultation or reaching out to you. So when somebody is ready to take action, you don't want to have to give them an extra step or that they have to stop and figure out, where to go next. There needs to be a clear call to action to kind of reduce that like friction of, okay, well, what do I do now? Because it's going to help people move while they already are like, yes, I feel connected and ready. Like, what do I do now? So every page at the bottom or somewhere on that page needs to have a clear next step. It could be click here to schedule a consultation and it leads directly to your calendar. Where it leads directly to a contact page, you may have a call to action be like, contact me to get started, book a free consult, reach out here. And ideally, the call to action is not just once. It is woven throughout the page. It is on different places on the page. It's definitely not just one place on your website, but it needs to feel natural. You need to not assume that somebody knows what to do next. Again, when somebody is reaching out, they are usually overwhelmed, they're usually stressed. And so giving them extra steps of something that they have to figure out on their own is just another barrier for them to not reach out for therapy. Because again, it may not be that the person's not interested, they actually are interested, but they're feeling already too overwhelmed, and your website's not clearly leading them to what that next step is. So, those are four of the biggest mistakes that I often see. But what I really want to kind of highlight, what I think is really important, and I mentioned this earlier, is that so often when therapists make this mistake with their websites, they often make these like mistakes mean something. That if your website is not working, that again, it turns into this like internal narrative, this new story about ourselves, that private practice is not for us. People don't want to work with me. I'm bad at marketing. This is never going to work. And again, there are usually bigger strategy things to look at, but sometimes the issue is just that your website is not clear enough. We can look at the bigger picture of, maybe what you are offering is not what is needed, but if we tweak a few things, if we write your copy different in your website, if we position things differently on your website, it makes it so much clearer who that client is and when they find you that they want to work with you. And that is so important because, as we talked about in last week's episode, your website is one of the only marketing assets that you actually own. You don't own an algorithm. You don't control how a directory ranks you. You don't control like how social media like extends your reach, but your website, that is yours and it is something that you actually have control over. So it's really worth making sure that it is doing its job. If you're paying for a website, you want it to be giving you your money back. So as you're listening to this, if you're realizing, like, oh my goodness, my website has some of these issues, this is not a moment to spiral. But here are some things that you can start to do. Look at your homepage and ask if someone were to land directly on this page, can someone tell quickly, like right off the bat, who I help? You also want to just look through your copy and see, like, is my website too focused on me instead of who that potential client is? And then thinking about whether you need specialty pages or additional specialty pages and location pages. And then going through every page you have on your website and making sure that there is an absolute clear next step. This can feel like a lot, especially if you're like, oh goodness, there's a lot that I need to change. You don't have to fix everything overnight, but maybe starting with one thing. And saying, okay, I'm at least gonna go through these specific pages and change my call to action. Doing little by little is going to make a big difference over time. So if you're listening to this again and you're seeing yourself in this, I want you to hear this part so clearly again. It does not mean that private practice cannot work for you. It does not mean that your website is awful, that you shouldn't have it. It usually just means there's like some gaps between what you're wanting your website to do and what it is actually currently communicating. And that is something that we absolutely can fix. So that is why I'm created and I'm hosting the website audit workshop on April 17th. Sometimes you do not need to start over. Most of the time, you don't. You just need someone to kind of help you see what is not working, what to change, and how to make your website stronger. So if this episode hit home with you, I want you to check the link in the show notes where you can grab your ticket for only $20. And we're going to be auditing websites live. So if you are wanting your website to be looked at and for me to audit that with you, you can sign up for this and submit to me your website. And I'll be breaking down in really practical ways and helping you and others that are attending this workshop to know what to actually fix and what are the action steps that you can take as soon as we're done. So head to the show notes and check out the link for the website audit workshop coming up in 2 weeks. I want to thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to chatting with you again next week. Thanks for listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another therapist mom who needs it. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And if you'd leave a 5-star review, it helps more therapist moms find this space. For resources and ways to work with me, head to raisetoempower.com and check the show notes for all links mentioned today. I'll see you back here next week.